It's hard to believe that it's like that hard work when y'all are on vacations all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you just get on your jet, you get on your yacht. Hey, Dustin.
Hey, Crystal. Hey, Me Searchers. You're listening to the Me Search podcast, and we're your hosts. My name is Dustin Domingo.
And I am Crystal Tugatti.
And it's 6 p.m., super duper dark outside, and apparently someone's mowing the lawn at Crystal's mom's house.
Yeah, so y'all, I'm here at my mom's recording. I usually record at home in LA, but we're here in the OC. We're in the OC. And this is what we're doing.
I know that it might be frustrating for you at the moment since there's like a lawnmower over there, but I'm just also going to say I have fond memories at that house.
Yeah, I think what comes to mind is paint night. Paint night and charades.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Heads up. We played a lot of heads up.
We played a lot of heads up here. We had a lot of barbecues and
4th of July when we used to celebrate 4th of July.
Yeah, but we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore.
No thanks. Not until we are all liberated.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, no thanks. No thanks at the moment, and probably no thanks for a long time because this place is
can we have some integrity, please? Or
Independence Day and freedom for who? Freedom for who?
Anyway. Well, shit. you know I gotta say though, Boo, I am glad that our conversations can also go there because it is very real, and that is life. That is part of life. And the more we acknowledge it, the closer we can get to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
What?
Which is perfect because we're talking about something that could be evil and also wonderful. And what are you? And I'm going to stop placing judgments on it.
Yeah. So the thing that we're talking about today is money. Money. We're talking about money. Our good old friend and foe.
And foe.
Money. So we wanted to do this episode because in a previous episode of Me Search, we talked to Leo Aquino in their episode called What is Anti-Capitalist Personal Finance? And Leo recommended an exercise to us and the listeners. Leo suggested that we write a letter to money to kind of unpack our feelings about it and to kind of come to terms with the situation that we are in with money. Could be positive, could be negative, but we have complicated feelings towards it. Or I guess people in general have complicated feelings towards money. And we thought it might be a good idea to use this episode to read our letters to money and to kind of talk about them. So shall we get into it?
Yes, I'm so excited what you had to say and write.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and pull up my letter. It's kind of a quickie. All right.
Okay.
Dear money, I want more of you. You are what makes the world go round. But at the same time, I hate you because you're what makes the world go round. I have to feel blessed for all that you've afforded me. The trips, vacations, experiences, a roof over my head, the care and comfort of me, my family, my pets, my loved ones. I owe a lot to you, but I owe a lot to me. I do the work around here after all. You traumatize me. You traumatize a lot of people, but you have a lot of power for good. You're a tool, in the way that I think of people who are total jerks. But you're a tool, in the way that I can make the world a better place with you. I don't want to be the type of person who holds on too tightly to you. that I can never spend on things that make my life more joyful. I need to be okay with letting you go. I need to be okay with letting you flourish in the hands of others who need you more than me. You're a tool in the best and worst ways possible. Anyway, I hope to see more of you soon. Dustin.
Aww. Oh my gosh. That was very sincere. I feel like we'll have a lot of common threads here. I'm kind of wondering if I should read mine now or if I should wait.
Oh.
And kind of...
If there's common threads, then maybe you should read your letter before we discuss.
There's a lot of common threads.
Okay.
Yeah,
go for it. Let's read yours.
Oh, man. Y'all, we're really going off the cuff here. I mean, we've been, but this is another thing. Okay, anyway, shut up. Let's go.
Go for it.
Okay. Dearest Money, hi. You are here and there and everywhere and actually, truly, maybe nowhere. What a vibe you are and have always been. Here to be honest with you, so hopefully we can have a kinder, more symbiotic relationship. I'd surely like that because I feel like we don't have the best communication, and perhaps we don't truly completely understand each other fully. So it seems like people like to exploit you and sell you as king, but we both know you get handed off and handed around like you don't mean anything. But also, mean everything? Mm-hmm. Do you understand yourself? Maybe you can't because maybe you're not so real. Maybe you are very real in that you are part of our reality and what allows for some kind of mobility in our society. That being said, it's hard to understand you since you can't speak in, of course, the traditional sense, but just in your positionality and how you've been exploited, you speak. You speak loud and clear, I think. Kind of. And I guess it's true because when we divest as a community for the good of the community, and you speak loudly. The corporations throw hissy fits when you're not in their hands or in full control of you. And when you are in the hands of certain people, others suffer greatly. People who have very little to no access to you cannot do or have the basic things in life. People hold you hostage to hold others hostage. You hold a lot of power, clearly. You hold leverage, lots of it. How do you like that? I can only imagine how icky it might feel like when people don't wash their hands and spread their germs and shit and pass the parts of you around, literally and figuratively. It seems like everyone just needs you. Where there's more of you, people seem to thrive, and some people want to thrive so hard where others cannot even thrive regularly. Anywho, somehow, your presence has allowed me roofs over my head, mobility around my city, and sometimes with much grace, beyond. You have fed me, you have schooled me, given me opportunities to enjoy art and to experience the world and people in many different avenues. Just because I hold pieces of paper or plastic that somehow represent you. But I've also felt like I've been chasing you for more than half of my life. Working since I was 12, but never having the knowledge in how to best take care of you and take care of me simultaneously. No one really tells you how to take care of either. We've only been taught to consume you. I'm told to put you in specific places and to trust the places we put you in, but don't know why. We must, or am not given real explanations. People are also babysitting the pieces of you that belong to me? Isn't that weird? It feels like you're never really mine to have, no matter how hard I work for you. But I guess you're not really ours. You're really just made up. And maybe that is a knock on you, not directly. It's also not your fault that people have been using you to wield power in awful ways. Look, I just want to work with you to bring peace in my life, and ultimately peace in this world. I don't know how that is to work, but I sure want to figure it out. Despite all the qualms I have of the system you currently have to run with, and again, it's not your fault. I really do want to work with you. And I know you're here, and maybe I take for granted how much you are here, but in recent months, I've never felt more abundant. I realize I don't need to have any exact amount of you like people say to be successful. Wealth does not just equal the physical, more tangible parts of you. I guess perhaps I'm writing to wealth and not you, but you are part of the umbrella of wealth. How are you so tied to success when it really should be about abundance? I'm grateful for how you are in my life because I get to live out the dream I'm already in. I realize I'm already in the life I've always dreamed of, but denied because we're taught our dreams need to look a certain way. But I am wealthy. I have a roof over my head with the one I love most, exploring the things that matter most to us, getting to learn and make art, and now I get to make more of it even if the flow has shifted. And maybe it doesn't look at all what I've been taught to have, but I know you're here and parts of you that are here are safe. And I want you to grow just like I want to grow myself. How can we make you bloom in ways that are good for everyone's soul, including my own? Because society has made you into this soulless thing, but maybe you can bring more life in a way that is kinder and more just. So all of this to say, thank you for being present in my life. I want to be more connected with you so we can collaborate on bringing the best out of both of us and not pain, suffering, or stress. You are more than shiny, fancy things. They tell me that's your worth, but I think you're more than that. More powerful than they've made you out to be, even if you're made up. But in your creation, there is still room for more creation. And in this chapter, I believe we can create something more beautiful. Wealth, and specifically you, money. Thank you for being here. Please continue to move with me in ways that keep me, my family, and everyone in this world safe. I know there is a way where we all feel you and can be protected by you in ways we've yet to see. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to collaborating with you that bear more beautiful fruits. In community, Crystal. Sorry, that was hella long.
Kind regards, Crystal Tugay.
Kind regards.
I really enjoyed this exercise.
Me too. What did you enjoy about it?
I enjoyed the fact that it got me to think of all of the ways money works to my advantage. Even though a lot of times it is a source of stress, I am reminded in this exercise that without it, I wouldn't have the home I'm in. I wouldn't have a lot of peace of mind in that, like, money a lot of times equals security. So yeah, I was able to remind myself the good parts of money.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I felt that. Like, I think I started off this letter and I was really just like, what is the term when you're just... I was just writing stream of consciousness. And I started off like kind of mad, kind of angry, kind of like, money. But also at the same time, it's like this kind of dance right now that I'm going through of like acknowledging your abundance, you know? Mm-hmm. And because, you know, you attract what you are inside. And if you feel like you don't have everything, you're not going to have everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I have everything. And it's like that feeling of like, well, I should have more, because the way that we were taught about money was like, if you have it, you need to use it, you need to save it, you need to like show what kind of money you do hold, however you have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like I really have the abundance where I really have at this point in society, and just generally speaking, the luxury of having a roof over my head. I feel like that's a luxury at this point in life. A luxury, not a basic human right, but a fucking luxury. And so that's where I'm coming from, you know, like this place of like, I'm angry at the fact that money has this much power, but at the same time, it's like, how do you stay grateful for it and acknowledge your abundance that you do have, that you do have wealth? You know, does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. Because I think that wealth, or the feeling of wealth, is not equivalent to a specific number of money or like a specific amount of money. Because like, even like 10 years ago, like the value of a dollar was different.
Yeah.
So it's like the number or the dollar amount that you have isn't necessarily equivalent to what makes a person rich. Like there's a phrase of like, what is your rich life? Like, what does a wealthy and rich life look like to you? And it isn't necessarily the dollars. It's the lifestyle. It's like what brings you joy in life, and like how much peace you have, how much you have to be grateful for. And it's nothing to do with how much money you have. It's everything that money can potentially like afford you, which is like, yes, the roof over your head, the food you get to eat, the peace and comfort that you can provide to other people. But I do see the complicated relationship that people can have with money, because it's like, it does have so much power, and there is so much of it, and it can control the lives of people in a way that can give them everything, but also take away everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, at the same time, one of the things that I got from your letter that I'm still thinking about is like, this shit's not even real. Like, we just made up money.
We just made up money. Nothing's real.
Because we can print out more. Like, then, I mean, we can print out more, and then obviously there's like someone who's in charge of economics, or like somebody who knows economics better than us can probably explain it better. But the government can always print more money, and that can influence the value of a dollar.
Sure.
But like, there is like the fact that you can just print more of it tells you, or tells us, that like money is a social construct.
Yes.
And like, but we're so tied to the idea that we need to have more, or that like, I guess depending on where you fall in like the social, like social classes ladder, or whatever, like yeah, you may be taught to like hoard money, you may be taught to like give money. I don't know. I guess it depends on the culture, but like, yeah, it's weird because it's like, it's not a real thing, but it is so real because we give it meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. And there are a lot of things like in your letter, like how, you know, you express your gratitude. It's given you so much mobility, and it's afforded you all these wonderful experiences to, you know, see the world, have vacations, and also share, you know, your love with your loved ones in that way, you know? And it's crazy because it's all coming from the source of money, you know? And the source of money is made up.
You know what also is weird?
Yeah, tell me.
Is that, at least for like working class people,
yeah,
working equals money.
Yeah.
And like time and labor and your like energy, your like bodily energy, your physical energy equals a certain dollar amount. But for like people in higher social classes where money is like passed down or like invested, or like made from, like they get the profits of like other people's labor, like money is not equal to the amount of physical energy that you personally expend. For one person, it's like you get like the money that you quote unquote earn, or the money that you have, is from the work of other people. and other people are spending their lives to make this other person money. But like they're making the working class is also like working and making money, but it's like not as much money as what the CEO like profiteering people are making. I don't even know what to call it. I don't have the language, but you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, okay.
Capitalism.
Yeah, exactly that. I'm like, so it's crazy to think about the power imbalances that live within the world of money, right? It's like, when I think about like all the top billionaires right now, I'm sure they, I know that they had to work some, not all, because some people grew up with money. So you didn't have to really like,
you didn't have generational wealth.
Yeah. You didn't have to like grind your way to the top. And maybe that's most billionaires. But when you get to that point, I just wonder, just curious, how much of your bodily energy and how much of your energy goes into work at this point? Because honestly, it's hard to believe that it's like that hard work when y'all are on vacations all the time. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you just get on your jet, you get on your yacht.
When you get to like a certain point, it's like the money begins to work for you. Like there's like a phrase like get your money to work for for you. But it's really like it's not necessarily the money that's doing the work. It's like
it's
people.
Us.
Yeah.
It's us. And it's we are just fucking dollar signs on our heads to these people.
Yeah. And that's why we don't have to. Okay, side note. This is just a reminder to folks who are like working. Like, you don't have to be so serious about your job if you don't want to. Like, I 100% respect people who like go to work for the paycheck, because it's like they, at the end of the day, if you chose to leave that job, they'll just replace you within a week, or they'll post your job within a week, or if you die, they'll literally post your job.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
this is a, it's a weird system. It's a weird system.
It's a weird system. And it's like, as we're talking through all of it, it's like, now I'm going down the rabbit hole of school, you know, the rabbit hole of like school and how we are really just taught to be worker bees. We're not taught to be entrepreneurs. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know if you do like stocks or anything, but like I don't know shit about, I mean, we did a stock project in high school, but like did I totally fail that project? Yeah, 100% I did. I wasn't paying attention in class because economics was just boring as fuck to me. It like none of it like made sense. None of it makes sense, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like, especially when things don't make sense, I tune the fuck out, honestly. It's like, mapping ain't mapping or whatever the fuck. You know, like, I just, you know, things that made sense stuck with me. And the use of money, because, again, like I said, I want to have a better relationship with money if we have to work with you, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's here to stay for as long as we are alive.
It is here to stay unless also or if we're alive and or we change the system. We can, you know, I don't know. I just
how do you feel like the system could be changed? Or like, do you just feel like there ought to be a different system?
Maybe there just ought to be a different system. First of all, I mean, I feel like maybe number one, that would be like the ideal. But if, you know, if we can't, I just feel like, of course, wealth, the distribution of wealth, the distribution of money should be better if we have to think about if we have to use it, if this is the system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like we should be making fucking letters to money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we're at the point where we have to make sense of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, and not to knock, I'm like not saying like we can't, we shouldn't learn about it or like whatever, but we have people, we have folks like Leo to like guide us through this fucked up system, right? Which is great. And thank you for that. But it's like the fact that we have to be guided and we have to think this hard about how we can just have our life is fucked. It's just fucked.
There's so much money to go around. And like these people who have billions and billions of dollars, like nobody really needs $1 billion. Because no. There are people who live happy lives making, like, less than six figures. And it's like, eh, why does one person need $1 billion?
Right. And, like, I'm... Maybe to some folks, I might sound bitter. Maybe, like, there are some things that I do want more of. I want more money because, like... It sucks when I feel like I can't travel. I know that's a luxury, but it shouldn't be this much of a luxury. Like, it's just hard to, it's so much harder to just live. It's hard to be with your loved ones sometimes when they're far away. It's, everything is just so much harder in the system that we're living in, and it's not fair. Period. I shouldn't, no one should feel like they can't have a fancy meal, you mm-hmm. know, a little bit more often. I wish everyone could just, you know, have the means to like have a great ass steak mm-hmm. when they feel like they need to, you know, and not be like, oh, well, I can make the most of this, you know, like, yes, make the most of it. But like, it just sucks that we feel, so many of us feel like we have to make the most of things.
Yeah. Isn't it also crazy how like the U.S. has like spent billions of dollars on like overseas war, but won't spend billions of dollars to like end like the homelessness?
Yeah.
Or like
exactly.
End hunger.
Yeah. To have clean water in Flint, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, but we're spending more money on cop cities, mm. you know,
mm-hmm.
right now. It's like clearly the letters continue. But yeah, I just, coming back to our letters, I think it's been interesting to have this conversation and how unresolved it still feels even mm. after the letters. And like, what are your takeaways?
My takeaways are, number one, money is a powerful tool. Number two, money is not life. Number three, money's fake. What are your takeaways?
My takeaway is I hope that one day we all have a better relationship with money.
Mm.
Everyone, including fucking billionaires.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when anyone writes a letter to money, it should be happy.
Yeah. I will also say, like, I am very, like, living a comfortable life. Like, to me, another, like, takeaway is... Our focus should be on, like, the abundance that life can give us outside of money.
Mm-hmm.
Because life, there's so much more to it. It's very short, and there's so much more to life than money. So we can spend a little bit more mental energy on, like, other things, I feel.
Yeah.
Which is probably easier said for me because, like, again... We're living comfortable-ish lives, like, but people living in poverty, like, perhaps the mindset is like, oh, I have to live paycheck to paycheck or, like, hustle or work, like, X amount of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Or feel like I like money is not earned unless I'm like sweating or like breaking my back.
Yeah. Mm. I don't want to feel like I have to sacrifice my body for money. And I feel like wealth and abundance doesn't want me to either. And money is trying to figure out where that lands in alignment with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, with like the last change, big shift in my life, I don't know. I feel like I've been feeling abundant. I feel abundant. And I think that's a privilege also.
Yeah. I think so too. I think having a feeling of abundance means that you have enough. And it's when you feel like you don't have enough that you feel like things around you are scarce. And then you get into this like competition mindset of like, oh, I need to get my little hands on this because the other person is going to get their little hands on it first. And then you're just in this negative spiral of like wanting more of things that don't matter.
Yeah, and I don't know, y'all. Stocks seem boring.
I'm sure stocks are exciting to people who know like all of the nitty-gritty details.
I'm sure. I know that was a judgment, but also
it can be boring to you. I believe that. I'm sure it's boring to lots of people.
Yeah.
Those two things, it can be true that it's exciting for someone else, but also boring to someone else.
Yeah. I also want to look into like the stock market because I came across something about how I should look into the origins of the stock market because it has all to do with slavery. So there's that.
Oh my God. Are there stocks like around the, is this like a US thing? Or are there like, is there a stock market in other countries?
I don't know.
There are
honestly
things about like US economy that I think I have internalized as this is a global thing. But
right.
I think over time I'm realizing, or I'm having to like unlearn after having like little moments of like epiphanies, like, oh, wait. This is an aspect of life that is unique to American society. And it's like, it doesn't have to be this way. Anyway.
Anyway, I just, okay, yeah. But all this to say, I just, and, you know, in this moment, y'all, like, I'm literally just speaking out loud. Like, I'm always speaking out loud, but I'm trying to make sense of this. This has clearly triggered me. But yeah, my two feelings of gratitude, absolute gratitude. I know how privileged and lucky I am. I do. I fucking do. But at the same time, my rage for the system is very fucking real. Mm. So I'm rageful. I will say at this point in my life, I'm less rageful about the things that I feel like I should have, you know, that people tell me that I feel like I've been pressured into like thinking that this is the life I should have.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer feel any of that pressure. I don't care anymore because I know that none of this is fucking real. You guys can go buy whatever the fuck you want. I'm not buying it. you know, like I'm not buying into the consumerism and the bullshit of it all anymore. I'm just not. Y'all, I'm going to be that Tita without the Louis because guess what? All the Louis look the fucking same to me. Sorry. And I honestly do not give a shit about designer bags. You know, like. Mm-hmm. And if I do get a designer bag, it would have to be unique and not like everyone else's fucking bag. like, I don't feel like I need any of the things that people have told me that I need to quote unquote make me happy because I'm fucking, I get to make my art and I go to work and I'm actually happy now. Mm. like, and I get to go home happy after work.
I think the wealthiest life is number one, peace of mind, and also number two, like doing whatever you want.
Oh my God, and I get to.
You are wealthy as heck.
I am wealthy as heck. I haven't shared what I'm doing with the public, but maybe in time, folks will see. Folks will see. And I know on the other side of it now that wealth is not equivalent to money. For sure.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not also just health. It's a million other things that is all about coming back to yourself.
Yes. Yes. 100%
agree. It's me search.
This is me search.
This is me search, folks.
This is me search, folks.
This is me search, folks.
This is me search, folks. Anyway. This was a wonderful, wonderful episode.
It sure was.
And thank you to Leo. Shout outs to Leo Aquino for recommending this exercise and giving us a lot of material to chew on and talk about in this episode. We appreciate you, Leo. Me searchers, if you're not a me searcher, please be a me searcher and follow us at Me Search Podcast. Check us out online at mesearchpodcast.com.
And as always, we're gonna get to the bottom of things.
This is Me Search, folks. This is Me Search,
this,
folks.
This
is Me Search, folks.